state lawmakers are presented with projections all the time. The projected annual revenue, for example, is constantly talked about within the corridors of the Capitol, because in recent years, those projections have shown major declines in funds. But when legislators were presented another projection not meeting its mark, Deputy General Counsel for the Governor, Joseph Garcia, says this was one to celebrate.
At the end of this year, it was projected that we were going to have 7,531 inmates.
A projected 7,500 inmates in state prisons by the end of the year. But instead of following that trend, Garcia says the actual number of inmates is down by more than 250 since April. And what about the inmate population being held in regional jails because of prison overcrowding? Garcia says that number is shrinking too.
This has been a reduction of 554 people in the regional jail system.
Garcia attributes that reduction to the opening of a new Division of Corrections adult facility on the campus of the former Salem Industrial Home for Youth and to the governor's prison reform bill. It focused on two areas, dealing quickly with the state prison overpopulation and reducing the rate former inmates reoffend and go back to prison, known as recidivism. Garcia says we're seeing the short-term fixes of the bill kicking in, changes at the state parole board, among others. In a few years, he believes the numbers will be even stronger when programs like mandatory supervision take effect.
We've made some substantial progress with respect to these numbers, and it shows that we weren't expecting to get these results this early, and so it shows we're going in the right direction.
But lawmakers want to make sure the trend continues. Many believe more access to rehabilitation programming is the way to do it. At state prisons, inmates have access to rehabilitation classes to prepare them to re-enter society, things like anger management or parenting courses. But state prisons are so crowded that the overflow of inmates, more than 1,100 of them, are being held in regional jails where they don't have access to these programs. Senator Donald Cookman, during a legislative oversight committee on regional jails and correctional facility authority.
Why can't we look at providing those services in the regional jails? It seems to me that it can be done, and it would be a great savings to the taxpayers. And in addition to that it would be a great help for society.
Garcia says the option is something the governor's office would consider in the future. And Dennis Foreman, chairman of the state parole board, says it's an idea he supports. While completing these programs aren't required to be seen by the parole board, Foreman says they help. He says while having a psychological assessment, a post-release housing plan, and reviewing an inmate's crime and behavior while incarcerated are the major considerations, he says those who have taken classes are more likely to actually receive parole, getting them out of the overcrowded system more quickly.
Anybody that goes through their treatment and does everything that they're supposed to do, basically to rehabilitate. And once they're rehabilitated, then we're ready to let them out the door, if they're not a danger to society. When you don't have the treatment, if you have to sit and wait an extra 6 months for the classes, then, we're not being able to see them. They're just sitting there, not being able to get anything accomplished. So, they got them in the regional jails. If they can get the treatment in the regional jails, the classes and stuff, it would be so much better for everybody concerned, and the rates would definitely improve.
However, the governor's office and the state division of corrections are currently looking at the option of providing these services by transferring inmates to out-of-state private prisons. Constitutionally, inmates would have to volunteer for a transfer, and those private facilities would have to offer the same courses as West Virginia until room becomes available for the inmate at an in-state facility. But Joe DeLong, acting director of the Regional Jail Authority, says providing the classes now at his facilities can be done. In fact, he proposed the idea to the legislature 2 years ago.
We felt at that time that by making the investment to offer those programs, if we could get all those people the programs they needed, that we could actually reduce, if the parole board continued to parole at the same rate that they were paroling at, that we could reduce the future incarceration cost of about $8 million a year.
DeLong says in order to offer classes, his agency would need one additional counselor at all 10 facilities and more equipment like desks or computers. He estimates it would cost about $750,000 a year to provide the same level of programming in the regional jails as in the state prisons. The catch? Regional jails are mainly funded by a daily rate charged to the counties to house their prisoners. And DeLong says he doesn't feel comfortable charging the counties for a service given to inmates that should be in a state-funded prison.
I mean, I could do it now. Probably have that authority to pull it off and to reshuffle the deck that I have to do it now. I've just always taken the position that I wasn't willing to share that cost across the board with the counties because I didn't think that it was fair for that operational expense to be spread into all of per diem and for the counties to be footing the bill for state-sentenced inmates programs.
DeLong added, if the legislature chooses to appropriate him that money, he will make the programming available. Garcia says the governor's office is still in the exploratory phases of sending inmates to out-of-state prisons for access to programming. They are unsure of the cost as of yet and how doing so would compare to offering the programming instead at the regional jail level. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.